Welcome back to the Finsiders on these Dolphins Mondays. We look back at yesterday's game against the Baltimore Ravens. Final one for the Dolphins before heading into the bye week. Talk about all of that and more. Head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Joe Philbin, joins us in studio. It's the Joe Philbin Show presented by EverBank, your home for banking, lending, and investing. Coach, appreciate the time. Thank you for coming in. The day after is always a little bit of a different conversation than immediately after the game. Get the opportunity to go back, look at the film, study things a little bit more closely. After doing that, your thoughts on what transpired yesterday?
Well, I thought the guys competed hard. We didn't get off to a great start as a football team necessarily, but I thought we got a couple of takeaways and kept ourselves in the game and gave ourselves an opportunity to compete to win the game, but ultimately didn't make enough plays to get that accomplished.
All right, pass protection has been the hot topic, obviously, the last couple of weeks for the fans, for the media, and obviously for the team as well. Anything goes, I think, is kind of the way you put it last week as far as helping out. You know, you could do anything, you know, that you could think of to try and make that, you know, be a little bit of a better situation. I imagine that's still the case moving forward, that you guys are just going to continue to kind of, you know, figure out what has to work.
We have a comprehensive system in regard to pass protection, be it scheme or depth and all those type of things. And, you know, we believe in the guys that we have. We certainly want to continue to work from a fundamental standpoint and a schematic standpoint to make our play as efficient as possible so our quarterback has as much time as he needs to make good decisions and deliver the ball accurately.
Coach, what was the thinking going into the game against the Baltimore Ravens, that you maybe have to throw a little bit more than run, or was that just a byproduct of how the game transpired on Sunday?
A little bit of both, John. We, you know, different from the week before, when we were in our three wide receiver sets a week ago in New Orleans, there was a lot of more run opportunities, so we felt the best course of action was to run the ball more, still have balance. Yesterday, we didn't feel that was quite the same. They were playing maybe more to defend the run, dropping an extra DB down, so we felt a little bit better about our matchups in the passing game.
After watching the tape, what was the thing that really held the Miami Dolphins offensively back on third down?
This combination, as usual, it's never one thing. At times it was protection. At times it was the route running. At times it was we dropped one or two.
Right.
At times the location of the ball. I believe we had 19. How many did we have? We had a bunch of snaps on third down. Some of them were good, but we need to do much, much better. And obviously, going into the game, we had been relatively proficient at third down offense.
All right, the spike on the last drive is something that everybody's talking about today. It's just, I guess, one of the many decisions that a coach and his staff make during a game.
Yeah. You know, obviously, I'm responsible for the clock management. It was my decision. I made the call. I felt we could get two clean plays in. Certainly wasn't anticipating us moving backwards at that particular point in time. And I believe we spiked it with 101 left on the clock. And, you know, I think when you get to a minute and you get an inbound completion in that situation, a lot of people would do the same.
Dolphins scoring points, obviously, on the offensive side of the football, but some probably plays that you would say maybe left out on the table. Where are we as far as getting the maximum production out of the quarterback and the receiving core right now?
Well, we're not where we need to be, John, that's for sure. I mean, we basically had one offensive touchdown yesterday, and obviously the defense had one as well, which was great. But we need to, we typically had played well in the red zone. We didn't play as well in the red zone yesterday, and we need to, when we have opportunities, we get the ball in the scoring zones, we need to get the ball into the end zone. And so there's certainly a lot of room for improvement.
Coach, we talked earlier about maybe the emphasis in trying to throw the football a little bit more than run it because of the Baltimore schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we saw a lot more quick passing, the quick screens out to Mike Wallace, or even when Thigpen was running back, he'd motion out to the wide receiver spot, try to get him the ball in space. Was that kind of the plan going into, like, an extension of the running game?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we wanted to get the ball out in the perimeter a little bit, and there's no question about it. And we wanted to kind of, they're a big physical defense. We wanted to, there's two ways to do that. You can sometimes toss the ball in the run, or you can get the ball out on a quick screen or flares or drag routes, however you want to describe it. And so we thought that would be, something that we could utilize and be effective and, look to gain and move the chains.
Talking to the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Joe Philbin, looking back at yesterday's game against the Baltimore Ravens. Mentioned the defensive touchdown a couple of minutes ago. Deion Jordan is kind of at the front end of that play. I'm not sure if he got the ball on it or whatever it was, but nice to see him kind of getting, continue to get worked in and making plays that are easy for anybody to notice.
Football is a game of inches, and I mean, as we just, as we all know, and that's a play that you know, he was able to make because he was hustling, he was giving good effort, utilizing good technique, and staying disciplined in his rush lane, and was able to, you know, kind of get the tackle shoulder to soften a little bit and get that edge where he was able to, again, I don't think it was by a lot, but he was able to impact the throw, obviously, and we got a jump ball, and we had a lot more guys in white jerseys around the ball than they did, and we came up with it.
He's one of the guys on the defensive side, Coach, that had to play a bigger role in yesterday's game with no Cam most of the day. Ellerby was hurt. Carroll was hurt. So guys had to come in and contribute. How did you feel about the overall effort and the play on the defensive side of the football?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of good things. I mean, we gave up too many big plays. I mean, that's the bottom line. We have to do a better job eliminating those big plays. You know, we have a 41-yard completion on the first drive of the game that you know, we're in a position to get off the field and kind of set the tempo there, and we don't do that. You know, we had a lot of good plays in the running game, run defense, yet we get him backed up on the six and we get a 28-yarder. So I mean, there's certainly some positives to build off of, but we've had a couple things that we need to, you know, address in regard to the explosive plays.
Yeah, explosive plays sometimes when you're blitzing the quarterback as you did yesterday, trying to get to Joe Flacco. Was that part of the plan going in, with try to bring one more maybe than they could block, or try to put more pressure on the pocket?
Well, we felt like we had some good matchups. You know, when the more people you can bring, then you can create those one-on-ones and isolate certain rushers on certain blockers, and that was certainly part of the plan. And, you know, pressure is always going to be part of what we do. How much we emphasize it each particular week obviously is going to vary based on the opponent and the scheme and those type of things, but it's something we're always going to have ready.
All right, the bye week is coming up, so no game to look forward to. We'll preview Buffalo with you next Monday, but let's talk a little bit about the bye week, just how things have gone the last couple of weeks. And I know going back to the long training camp and the Hall of Fame game and everything, you like the timing of where this bye is at?
Yeah, I think it comes at a good time. I mean, we've played 10 games, if my math is right, and we've got 11 left on the schedule. So, you know, it's kind of coming at about a halfway point. You know, the guys came to camp July 21st. So we've been at it for a while, and this will come at a good time. We all need to kind of, you know, step back and assess, you know, things, you know, from a broad perspective, and then move forward.
How much can you do during the bye week? You mentioned there's some time off, and I think for the players and coaches, it's important to get away from football, even if it's just for a little bit to clear the head or whatever. So how much football stuff can be done during a bye week?
Oh, well, we're already in the midst of it already. I mean, we've had our meetings. We were here early this morning watching the game film, and we're already, you know, focusing at least initially in the early part of the week on ourselves. Let's take a look at us first. What do we have to do better? What are some of the things that are glaring that need to be addressed that we can work on and adjust if we have to adjust schematically or practice-wise or whatever it may be? We need to do that.
So that plan's already set, Coach, for the coaching staff, for the players, for everybody around the organization going into this bye week on how much you're going to work and how much time you're going to have off?
Oh, yeah. We've already discussed it. We're already ready to roll. We're already kind of into the midst of the plan already as we speak.
All right, there you go. The bye week is here for the Miami Dolphins, but they are working still, as you can tell, coming off yesterday's game against the Baltimore Ravens. It's the Joe Philbin Show presented by EverBank, your home for banking, lending, and investing. Coach, appreciate the time as always. You got nothing to say good luck on this week, but enjoy the bye week. Enjoy the extra work that you're able to get in, and we'll do it again next Monday.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks
Thank you, Coach.